Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this word of promise. We thank you for this word of prophecy that will not return void, but will accomplish and will fulfill and will come to pass exactly as the Lord had declared. We just pray this hour that by the power of the Holy Spirit, that the eyes of our inner man will be opened to see this city, that heart foundation, whose builder and maker is God. We pray tonight for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God, that the eyes of our inner man, Lord, be open tonight. Let understanding, let illumination, let inspiration, Lord, flow from your spirit, and let great change take place in our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every time I sing this song, I get excited. Praise the name of the Lord. And I'm hoping that after tonight, you will also get excited. Thank you for the yoke. Hallelujah. I hope that after tonight, you will become excited. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, the man who wrote this psalm wrote it by revelation. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He wrote it by revelation. He saw something that as at yet was not, but will be. Amen. He saw a city that was set upon a mountain. Praise the name of the Lord. That was giving light to the whole world. Praise the name of the Lord. Hello, are we together? That was giving what? Light to the whole world. And it was said of that city that the nations of the earth will walk in the light of that city. Praise the name of the Lord. In other words, light will come from the city. Direction will come from the city. The standard of everything, of lifestyle, will come from that city. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The city will tell the nations how to live their lives. The city will tell the nations what is right and what is wrong. The city will tell the nations what is happening tomorrow. The city will tell the nations what God is saying. Praise the name of the Lord. And it is not on the same level with the whole earth. The city is set where? Upon a hill. Praise the name of the Lord. The light of that city does not come from the sun. It doesn't even come from the light of a lamp. It comes from something totally and completely supernatural. Praise the name of the Lord. It is a city that devils and spirits will come near. Do you understand? When they come near, they do what now? The Bible says they will do what? Fear will do what? You don't know the psalm? Say, fear will take hold of what now? Of them. They will come near, they will run. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a city, when you go, you will see her pillars. Praise the name of the Lord. Our lives need pillars of righteousness. Hallelujah. Pillars of godliness. Pillars of consistency in lifestyle. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a house strongly built. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you are that city. Whenever I sing this song, I am encouraged, because that is where I am going to. That is what my ambition is. You know, you cannot go anywhere in life except you have a vision. Praise the name of the Lord. You need to know where you are going to. When I started coming to this camp, in my mind, I knew where I was coming to. Do you understand that? That's why I arrived here. If I didn't know where I was going to, I would be lost. I would be on the road. Somebody say, hey, let's go to Onitsha. And I said, okay, let's go. Do you understand? I didn't have anywhere I was actually going to. One of the reasons why young people get easily distracted is that there is no vision. There is no direction. You don't know where you're going to. So anything actually worth now goes. I pray that in this camp, the Lord will open your eyes and give you something. Something that you hold on to. In your life, you say, okay, this is who I am. I didn't know who I was before, but this is who I am. Because I need an identity. If I don't have an identity, I will be like any other person. I will be consistently trying to imitate somebody. I will constantly have a problem with myself. My friends dress this way, I want to do like that. They talk this way, I want to talk like that. They walk this way, I want to walk like that. Because you don't have an identity. Who are you? Praise the name. The peer pressure is simply a lack of what now? Identity. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hello, did you hear me? Peer pressure is a lack of what? I didn't hear you. I'm not hearing the young people. Peer pressure is a lack of what? So don't talk to me about peer pressure. It means you don't know who, what now you are. I'm going to start dressing like a mechanic. Me. Are you getting my point? You see me wearing dirty trouser and, you know, on the... No way. Or start dressing like a rock star. I'm not a rock star. I don't want to be a rock star. Why should I be a rock star? Do you understand the point? Hello? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Why would I want to be a rock star, for God's sake? So why should I spend my time looking at a rock star? Or a movie star? A movie star. Somebody who lives, you know, a fake, you understand, life. You pretend to be what you are not. And the movie star is not even happy with his own life. So why would I want to be like him? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, we are going to see that we have an identity. And the problem is that we have not discovered it yet. So we are spending our lives trying to be like something, because we have not discovered who we are. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that God gives you an identity. When that identity is clearly settled within you, you realize that people are meant to be like you and not you like any other person. That's why we witness. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? That's why we share the gospel. The gospel says, I have something you don't have. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I have something you don't have. Christ. And that is the ultimate gift any man can have. The ultimate beauty. See, it calls it the beauty of the earth. It's Christ. That's the beauty. The perfection of beauty. I have it. It's breaking out from me gradually. I'm inviting you to come and share with it. When you have that, what else do you need? What else do you want? How would you want to be, you know, like some kind of mad person? We live in a world of madness, and we want to partake and participate in madness. Praise the name of the Lord. How would you want to be looking like a witch on the road?
nobody wants to be looking like a mad fellow. You know, sometimes I come across young people and Christians, young from Christian families. And the worst part is that children who are born to Christian parents don't value their parents. They don't understand the privilege they have in having parents who are telling them the truth. It's a struggle. Your parents struggle with you every day, battle with you every day.
Praise the name of the Lord. I really pray that God will change our understanding, change our values, you know, so that you begin to enjoy this Christian life. You understand the point? It's a joy to be a Christian. It has its challenges because we live in a hostile environment. It does. It's not an easy job. It's not an easy road to walk. But I can tell you that the joy of the Lord can be your strength. You understand? If you only yield to Him who is making demand of you. The man who calls you says, I call you, give me all. And I guarantee you, hallelujah, you will not regret it. The struggle stops. Most of us are living our lives every day battling. You know, you want a piece of the world. You take it, then you feel guilty because you have taken it. Then you want this one, you know, and it's just as if God is calling you to something that is, you know, bad. I have to pray, you have to pray every day. Look, God, I need to know what you have calling me into. When you see what God is calling you into, then you realize that no sacrifice is too great to partake of this reality. You come into rest. And believe me, you need rest. He said, come unto me, all you that labor, and I will give you rest. This thing is a good thing. But you have not made up your mind yet. There are things that we are struggling with, and that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight. There are strongholds that we're all battling with that is trying to undermine what God is offering you. And it looks like it's a struggle, you know. And God will help us. What the Lord is saying to us in this meeting, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat of the good of this land. There is a good land, brethren. There is a land when you get up. You know, but you keep talking about being excited with God. And there is a reality to it. Why is God talking about milk and honey? These are exciting things. Praise the name of the Lord. Things that delight the soul. You wake up in the morning, your Bible becomes very precious. You're not struggling to read it. Praise the name of the Lord. The way you will read certain novels, and there's nobody who tells me here that haven't seen a novel that really you took up the novel and you couldn't put it down. Do you understand the point? You forgot your food. Young girls, you know what I'm talking about. Young boys, you know what I'm talking about. There are novels that capture. God has to capture you like that. That's when life starts. That's when you see the beauty of God. That's when you begin to, you see, let me tell you, brethren, this is what the Lord has been drawing us onto. And you see, there are certain things that have been kept from you because you have not made up your mind yet. Praise the name of the Lord. When the loyalty of the individual is established before God, like Abraham was established, God says, I'm opening up heaven to you. Praise the name of the Lord. And I pray that this meeting, something will happen that will change our whole scope of life. Praise the name of the Lord. This thing will not be a struggle anymore. The world will not be an issue with you. Praise the name of the Lord. The world will not be an issue with you. The kingdom that is establishing within you will dominate this earth. Will subdue your environment. God wants to bring this environment under your what now? Your feet. And you can. You can. When you know, recently, the Lord encouraged us to do a fast. It was a 40-day fast. Now, through this period, I found out that it's a power inside me. Believe me, brother, there is something inside you have not tasted 1% of it.
you are chasing rats and mice. That is something inside you that if it is unleashed on this earth, believe me, the earth will quake and tremble. You need to touch that. You need to find a way to connect onto it. Believe me, brethren. There's a river of joy that flows within you. You wake up in the morning, joy like a river. You go, not minding what the physical circumstances around you is. It is this reality that we have been talking about and shouting and crying. And all that God wants to do is to provoke you to a point to lay aside every other thing and want to connect to this reality. When this river begins to flow from within you, the kingdom of God will come from your belly. And wherever it goes to, that, let me tell you, there's no power, there's no spirit that can stand before you. There is no situation, there is no circumstance. What is it? Not even sickness, not even death. This is what we're preaching, brethren. Hallelujah. This is what God is offering you, and you're doing, guy. You're more excited going to a shop, buying clothes. Do you understand the point? And all of that things. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, there's a reality to this thing. When you come in here, you get excited. Coming together and accessing the heavens. The glory of God begins to come down. We see nothing yet, brethren. In my life, I've seen God. I've seen things that make me want hunger for more. I've seen the power, I've seen the presence, I've seen the reality of God. Sometimes I tell certain stories, my wife is wondering, is this real? Does it really mean it? Yeah, but they are real. I've been privileged to be around certain things where God has visibly shown himself in such very dynamic ways that you will bow down, you fall. You know, when he came down, the people in their faces, did you understand that? They fell. Do you know something that happens? People fell flat on their faces and they were shouting, "The Lord is God." He's in charge, and they not you take your crown and drop it at his own feet. I have seen the glory of God. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not this thing. For us, this is just a religion. Something we come, we try, you know, and no. Praise the name of the Lord. There is something that is striving within you to break forth. And you are the one resisting that thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not the devil. It is you. It is me. That is limiting and hindering. He said, allow me face your enemy. Do you understand me? Allow me face your circumstance. Allow me face the world for you. Allow me face death for you. You want to fight this battle, say you cannot fight it. And you fail all the time. And you are miserable. Let me come forth. Hallelujah. And the people will no longer ask you, where is your God? They will see him. And it is that coming forth that the world is waiting to see. It's not this Bible I'm carrying and preaching. Praise the name of the Lord. Creation is waiting to see something break out of me. And they know that, wow, there is really help. I've prayed for people. And I've seen them die. I've prayed for people. And I've seen them healed. Praise the name of the Lord. I've prayed for people, and I'm so sad when I couldn't be of much help to them. But you see, I have hope. Praise the name of the Lord. I have hope that creation shall be delivered from this condition and come into a place where I and my brethren will become the city. And men will come to that city, and they will find what now? Help. No matter what the situation is, nothing will stand before the army of God. Now, when a man is being motivated by this hope, he can do anything. He can go to any length. Praise the name of the Lord. He can make any sacrifice. He can deny himself anything for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. We're talking about resurrection.
Praise the name of the Lord.
I want us to look tonight at this city. But we're going to be looking at another city. The city of the mighty.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Just like there's the city of the living God, there is another camp, another opposing city.
Praise the name of the Lord.
That is setting itself up above the knowledge of God. Now, this is the city that we are battling with. We are contending with. That is impacting on our lives on a daily basis.
Praise the name of the Lord.
But the time has come that that city will fall.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Jericho was encompassed for 6 days. And for 6 days, the Lord says, keep quiet. Don't talk until I say what now? Shout. But hallelujah. We have come to the point, the Lord says, do what now? Shout. Because the city is ours now. I don't know what you have been battling with. Now, I want to assume that you want to serve God. Are we together? Hello? I want to assume that you really understand and you really want to allow God to take over. I want to assume that you really want to walk with the Lord. And then I want to assume that in spite of that, there are certain challenges. Things that, do you understand, you are battling with. Hindering you, limiting you, frustrating you, opposing you, challenging you. Hallelujah. And I want to assume that you want those things to be taken out of what now? The way. So that you can walk with God. Amen. He said, God says, I will walk in them. I will walk with them. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Yes. I want to assume that. Now, that means you are having the same problem that I am having. We are all having. Praise the name of the Lord. And we are going to find out that God has set and appointed a time and a place where there is going to be a final what now? Victory.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Are you with me? Are you waiting for that time when the Lord will put your enemies where? Under your feet. Are you expecting it? He said that the God of peace shall bruise what now? Satan. Under what? My feet. Do you believe it? Hallelujah. Are you expecting it? Believe me, it is an appointment. When I look at the devil, I say, I have an appointment with what now? With you. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me? I have an appointment with the devil. We are going to meet somewhere. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to meet with him on a mountain. And on that mountain, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Lord will destroy this limitation, this hindrance, this resistance, this bondage, this chain, gates of brass and bars of iron. And I will enter into an experience that the Lord calls the glorious liberty. You don't understand what it means to be free. Do you know why? All our lives we have been what? In bondage. Praise the name of the Lord. We've done things that we didn't want to do. Do you know Paul said that? What I want to do, I cannot do. What I don't want to do, I find myself what now? Doing. It's been our normal life. The people in the world accept it. They say that's the way human beings what now? Ah. Are we together? But God has been speaking to us in this camp of a great transition from what now? One humanity to what now? Another humanity. You want to make that transition? Then let's go to the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's start from Proverbs chapter 21. Proverbs chapter 21.
Praise the Lord. When you start reading Proverbs, then you start reading Bible. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 21. I'm going to read verse 22. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we there? It says, a wise man scaleth the city of the mighty. Praise the Lord. And what? Complete it. And casted down the strength of the confidence thereof. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, let me read it from the Amplified. It says, a wise man scales the city walls of the mighty and brings down the stronghold in which they trust. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. Now, I want to read a few other translations. Let me read one here. It says, look at this translation. It says, a wise commander helps his army, his troops, to climb over a wall, to attack a city that is defended by a strong army, with the result that they are able to get over and destroy the high walls that their enemy trusted would protect them. Praise the name of the Lord. And that translation says, a wise man attacks the city of strong men, giants, men of renown. They, these are the people inside the city, think that its walls will keep them safe. But the wise man destroys the walls. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, our burden tonight is overthrowing the city of the mighty. Praise the name of the Lord. Did you hear that? Overthrowing the city of the mighty. Now, that will become my project. It will become your project. Praise the name of the Lord. Overthrowing the city of the mighty. Pulling down the strong walls of that city, the gates of that city, and the strength of that city, and overthrowing the inhabitants of that city. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we have sung a song about the city of the living God. Now, I believe that all of us know that you are a city. Praise the name of the Lord. I am what? A city. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, a city is made up of wall. A wall around it. It's a dwelling place that is surrounded by what? A wall. Now, the strength of that city depends on how strong the walls of that city, what now, are. And how strong the gates of the city are. Praise the name of the Lord. So, as I am a city. I have walls. And I have what? Gates. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that must be the first thing I understand. And, you know, every city has a stronghold. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you want to attack that city, you go to the stronghold and pull down the stronghold, then you overcome the inhabitants of the city. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we'll move a little step ahead and say that, look, that city basically is my soul. Your soul. When you talk about city, as far as you are concerned, it is what? Your soul. Now let's read a few scriptures and we'll begin to bring it home to something personal. Let it not sound like, you know, heavenly Jerusalem and Mount Zion. Let it come down to me, Brother Barry. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's touch one or two things. Let's go to Proverbs again. Proverbs chapter 25. I'm going to read a few of them. Then we'll start putting them together. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28. I know you are familiar with that scripture. Praise the Lord. Are we there? Are we there? He says, he that has no rule over his own, what now? Spirit. Is like what? A city that is broken down without walls. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when you say having rule over your spirit, now a better word would be over your passion. Do you understand that? Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes in the scriptures, the word soul and spirit are used interchangeably. And they are used usually when reference is made to passions and attitude. Praise the name of the Lord. Someone says he has a spirit of melancholy. Or he has a spirit of pride. Now, I am to have rule. In fact, what the Bible tells us here is that the battle, when the Paul said, fight the good fight of what? Faith. It means that you have to engage in spiritual battle to get rule over your mind. You know, I'm supposed to get a rule over my mind. Is that correct? Let me tell you, brethren, as we are going to see, your mind, when you say rioting, it doesn't happen outside. Bro, we're talking about rioting. Do you understand? It happens where? Inside your mind. I woke up one day and a particular song began to play inside my mind. I won't tell you the song because you will laugh. Are you getting my point? It's not a Christian song. Hello? It's not a Christian song. And the thing was playing with drums. Bing, bing, bing. It was a popular song. It's just a current song like this. Very heavy. You know, drums are not a very wonderful thing. Are we together? It's one way the enemy really gets access to you. The thing was playing inside my head. And the thing refused to stop playing. I knew I had a battle. What now? On my hands. Let me tell you what. Whatever plays inside your head sends messages, signals, right into your city. And whether you like it or not, very soon you begin to do what that song is what now is saying. That's the essence of the song. So when you see people rapping about murder, take a gun, shoot them, baggers dead, pow, 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 and you follow them, you're rapping with them. One day you find a gun inside your hand. Do you understand the point? Say, kill them niggas, you know, and everybody's doing that. You know, so if I tell you, say, I love you, you know. Anyway, that was the song. Are you telling me? You know what it says? Your body, now my own. I know the song. Now, don't tell me that you don't know it. Because you are laughing, you know it, all of you here. Now, if you know it, hello? It means you have listened to it before, right? No do, gara gara for me. Now, listen, brethren. That you are laughing means that you and I were in the same boat, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Now, I'm trying to get a message across to us. all of us are in a battle. You see, when you have a music that is very appealing, it's very dangerous. I hear what I'm saying. The problem is not the music, the melody. The melody is simply the key that opens the door to where now, into your heart, into your seat. Are you understanding that? That melody is a sweetener. Hello? Good. It makes you what now? Open your heart. That's not where the danger is. The danger is in the spirit that is following the melody behind. That's where the killer is. Praise the name of the Lord. So, this song was playing inside my head. And you see, I was somewhere. You know, now where was I? I was in New York. And my in-law said, one of my friends, the daughter is graduating from medical school. And they are kind of doing a graduation party for her. You know, come with me. So we went. You know, we were just supposed to be a dinner anyway. Now, we got there, and I was pleasantly surprised to hear them talking about Jesus Christ. You know, the pastor was exhorting them. So obviously, she was attending a Pentecostal church. I don't know her, so I don't know whether she's born again, but, you know, she was a member, a very active member in the church. So much exhortations from the scriptures, this, and they said some very interesting things. I said, wow, oh, this is so lovely in America. Only for them to finish that, it was time to dance. No do. And these same people who had been, you know, talking scripture, this, that, change, you know, when they want to dance, that's the way they keep their faces. And they begin to do like this. I don't know why their face must be like that to dance the song. I said, Normally, of course, it means that the spirit behind the song does what now? It comes out. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I was completely taken aback. I was trying to reconcile this with what now? With this. It's a problem. Now, but at the end of the day, I was left with a song playing where? Inside my head. I'll be staying like this, and I was hearing no do, get up. Praise the name of the Lord. So I have to go to war. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible says that the weapons of my warfare, they are what now? Not carnal. I didn't say stop playing. No. I had to play another song. And you know, recently, the Lord, somebody gave me a song. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. If you know that song, raise your hand. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a beautiful song. Hallelujah. So for every nonsense that Babylon brings, Zion has what now? Something better. So I began to play the song. And I began to speak the words. Praise the name of the Lord. Thoughts are living things. Do you understand me? They are living things. They have a mind of their own. You can be afraid. You know the Bible. But when fear comes, it begins to tell you things. You say, no, this is not true. But these things keep speaking inside your mind. Praise the name of the Lord. You need to go to war. And believe me, you have weapons. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I went to war. I went against the city of the mighty. Praise the name of the Lord. Because I have weapons. And because I understand that there are certain things that must not be in the city of what now? The Lord. But this is what happens. This is the enemy's subtlety. Now, I'm sure in that church, they told them that, oh, there's no
Yes, it doesn't matter. Because the pastor, a lady, she was even the one leading in the no do. She was leading in it. And I'm wondering, where did she learn all the, you know, the moves? Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know how to dance it. Praise God. But she knew how to do it and do it very well. And of course, once she was dancing, all the girls, everybody was on it. So that's the church. That's the low level that the church has fallen to. Now, if you were to tell the truth, we have various battles in our lives. Recently, you know, I posted something on Facebook. You know, I was just, you know, feeling blessed. The Lord blessed me. And I posted a picture of my family. Now, usually I am very restricted on that media because I know the capacity that it has if it is wrongly used. So I put up a picture of my family, several pictures. Tell me now, is it a stronghold? Yes, it is. It is. Some people can walk into a shop. They didn't plan to buy anything. By the time they walk out, they have 3 bags full. And they're wondering, how did this get here? Praise the name of the Lord. Now we're together, and then the next fashion that comes, I said, I must have that thing. If I don't have it, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh, Chichi is already wearing it. And she wore it before me. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? These things are the things that determine our personality. And I want to tell you, if you just want to be a Christian attending camp meetings, fine, you don't have a problem with others. But if you really want to come to a place where God begins to move in your life, praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Where God begins to move in your life, not just to affect you, but to also impact and affect other people around you. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what are the joys and the privileges that we have in the ministry? Sometimes the joy of seeing people's lives, what now? Touched. People's lives changed. Somebody on a path to destruction, you see somebody turn around. Do you understand? Praise the name of the Lord. And you see something begin to happen. There was a young brother, he used to be here in Port Harcourt. We met him. He had a turbulent marriage. But suddenly, things suddenly what now? Turned around. Hallelujah. And you see God moving. And you see them, you know, it's like a recovery process, a restoration process taking place in their lives. And suddenly you see, oh man, there's hope for these people. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the privilege of the gospel. This gospel is of no use if it's not changing your life and changing the life of your friends and changing the life of your neighbors. It's meaningless. The gospel is the power of God unto what? Salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Hello? What do you want? Praise the name of the Lord. When I was a young Christian, and you know, we used to call it slaying anointing. You know, you lay hands on people and they fall down. Do you understand? Wow. I've told this story here, I guess. I said, I don't want to be an ordinary Christian. You understand? I want to lay hands on people and see them what now? Fall. I want to know that there's a reality to what I'm talking about. It's not a story. Don't you want to experience that reality? I'm not just talking about people falling on the ground. Do you understand? I'm talking about the life of God, the power of God working in you. And you see God, you taste the reality. Are you prepared to pay the price to experience God? Or are you okay coming to a conference, come down, sit down, fold your legs like this, hear the words, and then go back and just enter into normal routine life again? Praise the name of the Lord. This is my burden for young people. You see, in order to enter into that life, certain strongholds in your life must be what? They must be broken. Because the two are not compatible. The glory of God, the presence of God, the power of God is not compatible with what now? Certain things. So there must be a crisis point in your life when you come like Jacob to that brook of Jabbok. Do you understand the point? And you are face to face with who? with God. And the Lord has to ask you a question. Say, what is your name? That night, you will tell him your real name. Do you understand? This name I'm having now is not my real name. Oh. Praise the name of the Lord. This is not my real face. This face I'm wearing is the one I put up when I'm in church. Are you understanding me? When I'm among brethren, this is the face I put up. I'm smiling. But it's not my real face. God knows your real face. He knows my real face. And you have to show him your real face so that he can give you a new what now? A new face. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I've had the privilege of meeting brethren walking with God. Praise the name of the Lord. People who walk with the Lord. And I know that it is a reality. Praise the name of the Lord. When are you going to begin to walk with God? When are you going to begin to come into a point and say, Lord, these things are obstacles. I want them taken out of the way. I want certain powers broken in my life. I want certain appetites broken. I want to be free to give myself. I'm sure when Brother Yago was talking about reading the Bible in 30 days, some of you just, I don't know whether it switched off. Do you understand? Well, that's something in your mind says, that's not what now? Possible. Is anybody like that? Praise the name of the Lord. Don't raise your hand. But if something is in your mind, that's not possible. That's for Brother Yago. Do you understand? And some other brethren. But not for a young person like me. Praise the name of the Lord. I have to keep up with my friends. Do you understand the point? You know, and all that. The challenge of youth is the challenge of building relationships that have no direction. Just for the fun of, these are my friends and I belong to them. You know, we hang out together, you know, and that, and that, and that. Every relationship. You know, the Bible said that two cannot walk together except they be what now? Agreed. Do you understand what that means? If you have a friend who is an unbeliever and is a close friend to you, somewhere you people are agreed. There is an agreement somewhere. Do you understand the point? There is something, there is agreement that is keeping that relationship. Every relationship, even with God, if you want to walk with God, you must agree with him. He doesn't agree with you. You do what now? Agree with him. It is that agreement that is called consecration, submission, obedience. God is fixed. His ways are perfect. I am the one who is not perfect. And so if I have to walk with God, I have to come up to God. He said, come up here. Let us walk together. So every relationship is based on what now? Agreement. So what agreement has light? And what now? Darkness. What does light and darkness have in common? You answer for me. But you see, we are too willing to agree with the world. Unbelievers don't agree with us. Do you know that? They don't agree with us. They are fixed in their ways. We are the ones who have to compromise in order to walk with them. I'm saying that so that we can evaluate ourselves. It brings us to a certain point when, you know, we see things that are manifestly wrong. And somehow we have to gloss over them. Anytime you are in certain relationship and you are keep glossing over, you understand? Ungodliness. Keep glossing over ungodliness. Keep glossing over. At the time, pretend you didn't hear it. You understand? You are in an environment, every time they are talking rubbish, and you just have to keep pretending that you didn't hear, you didn't hear, you didn't hear. You are dying. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I don't know. You know, whenever I get to talk to young people like me, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 You know, sometimes I wish you could talk through the night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you see, God has a call, a plan. And believe me, brethren, the future, tomorrow is exciting. If we will really begin to respond
to the call of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let's talk about this city. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, if he that has no rule over his own passion, if I can't have control, you know, when you are addicted to something, you can never have control. Do you understand that? That thing does what? It controls you. Praise the name of the Lord. That thing controls you. I keep saying, you wake up in the morning, the first thing you pull is your, to check how many likes you got yesterday. To check if any of your friends has sent you, you know. So from, you move from Facebook to WhatsApp to Snapchat to Instagram, check new pictures. By the time you're gone, the time for morning devotion has what now? It's all over. The four chapters Brother Chukwuka say you should read, and the one book Brother Yago is now saying we should read, it's gone. Praise the name of the Lord. And believe me, I want to say this. I've not even preached this message yet, but I want to say this, brethren. You see, I discovered something, that I was over pampering my daughter. Praise the name of the Lord. And I think a lot of us parents do that. You know, my wife went to see her cousin, you know, she's a Pentecostal. In fact, she had, you know, I've never met anybody in life who has lived as rough a life as that young lady did. I've never seen anybody. Or somebody who's as full of, or was, let me use the word was, as full of spirits as she was. Because I knew her very well. But somehow, she began to meet God. Initially, it was like a joke. But she continued. You know, when they went, she has two daughters. You know, the husband's gone. You know, and for the period, they would stay, they would do night vigil alone. And one daughter is about 9. The other one is about maybe 11 or so. And these two girls will be awake. Do you understand me? Through that vigil, they will stand awake. No sleep till morning. Praying. They've memorized so much scriptures. And they do 3 days fasting dry without water. I hope you heard me. Now, 3 days dry without food, without water. 9, 11 years. And they are good. You think that's a joke? Hello? Now, I want to tell you something. We are coming to a threshold when you have to decide if you really mean what we're doing. Hello, are we understanding me? Yeah, because let me tell you, when you want to confront certain strongholds in your life, there's no joke anymore. Her friend in the office, she's a Christian, you know, she had issues in her life. So she set out time every night from 12 to 3. She prays every night. And she comes to testify, say, look, certain situations, she used to lie. You know, I'm sure you don't lie. I'm sure you don't. Hello? There are different kinds of lies. Do you understand? There's ones us Christians tell. It's not exactly a lie. But you understand the point? It's not exactly true either. How many people do like that? You people are holier than me. No problem. God bless you. Praise the name of the Lord. But these things bring limitations on our fellowship with God. They hinder, they limit the flow of life within us. They block the river of life within our soul. Praise the name of the Lord. But as she began to seek God, now I want to tell you that all that these ones have done, you can do if it is important enough to you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If it's important enough. One of the things God has been leading me to is to the issue of prayer. As a fellowship,
we have to begin to change. Believe me, if you want the power of God to manifest in your life, there's no substitute to prayer. Are you understanding me, brethren? There is not a substitute to vigorous, sacrificial prayer. And I think it's time everybody wake up. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, people, Christians, they are Pentecostals. Certain things manifest in their lives. Let me tell you what I mean. See, the quality of life that you live here, both in the material realm, is to a large extent determined by your prayer life. Are you understanding me? The lot of situations you suffer from simply because of a poor prayer, what now? Like spiritual oppositions, oppressions. Are you understanding me? Demonic attacks simply because you have no prayer life. Are you understanding me? Devils don't know end time. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. The fact that you are MIS, devil doesn't know what MIS is. He simply knows the presence and the power of what now? Of God. So your prayer life must do what? Must change. You don't need anybody to tell you to pray. From this camp, after this camp, set up a fasting regime. Hello? Without fasting, certain spirits will never go out of what now? Your life. We are privileged to hear the words that we hear. But combine it with a strong prayer life and you become something else. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't wait for your parents. Get into it. You understand? Say today I'm fasting. Tomorrow I'm fasting. Praise the name of the Lord. Begin to make it a habit and you will see things that you have been struggling with. We begin to do what now? Break. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know if you're hearing me. You know, when we talk about prayer and fasting, everywhere becomes very quiet. There's no substitute for it. When you begin to fast, you will experience things. You will touch certain dimensions in the spirit. Believe me, you begin to hear things that, you know, you hear God much more clearly. How many people want to hear the voice of God here? Praise the name of the Lord. You will know that God speaks. You will have certain dreams and visions and revelations and experiences that will begin to draw you closer to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Your diet will change. Praise the name of the Lord. And believe me, brethren, I tell you, your taste will also change. You begin to lose certain appetites. Certain things that used to attract you. You begin to wonder, I'm not interested again. Nobody forced you. Nobody pushed you. Nobody, you know, nothing. Just because as you begin to, you know, the law of the spirit is that if you submit to the spirit, you will not fulfill what now? The desires of the flesh. There's no two ways about it. Praise the name of the Lord. So, God help us to catch fire. Catch fire in this camp. Catch fire, brethren. Yes. It's very exciting when young people catch fire. You are the future of this assembly. Do you know that? Hello? Yes, sir. You are the next generation. You are the strength of this fellowship. You see, let me tell you, when a fellowship, when a youth in a fellowship catch fire, that fellowship is never, what now, the same again. That's why when I come around young people, I want some excitement. Praise the name of the Lord. I remember a time in a way we invited, it was Assemblies of God. Praise the name of, somebody went there and ministered. And the people said, wow, we want to come to your church. The youth came to fellowship. And my God, I was dazzled. Just the vibrance, the excitement of young people in loving God, interacting with God. When they sing, oh my God, I was touched. Believe me, brethren, we need to be excited about this thing we are doing. Do you understand me, brethren? And these young people were excited because they had touched God. It wasn't their parents that were pulling them to church. Are we together? Most of them, their parents are not Christians. They connected with God on their own and they found something precious. So it wasn't like, oh, you know, fellowship. No. When they sing, they stand. Nobody tells them to stand. They can't sit down. You know, sometimes when you watch some of the young people singing in this, they bounce like this, isn't it? Have you seen them before? This is how young people, they keep doing like this for the entirety of the worship. They are bouncing on their toes. It's not a rhythm. It's simply just too much excitement. Too much excitement with God. They can't sit still. They can't stand still. They're just like this. That's how. Have you watched them before? Yes. Then their toes. So when I see young people sit like this and cross like this, something is, they are devils. They are spirits that are at work. Young people are full of vibrancy. Believe me, when they are, the young people, the old people can't help it. They have to stand up. You understand? Because these young people are transmitting something, you understand, live to them. But then I want fire. Praise the name of the Lord. Catch fire, my brethren. Catch fire, for God's sake. Let people know that there's a reality. They're not talking to you because, oh, in our church, we don't have pastor, we don't celebrate. That's not all they need. They need to see that this thing, you are really on fire for it. When we're in the university, in those days, hallelujah, you know, we set campus on fire. You go and ask. This is not story. Do you understand? Small groups like this will set the whole place on fire. Christians will be walking down walk lanes like that, singing. Do you understand the point? Young people don't do it anymore. We are singing and praying. Then we move to what we call mountain. This open place like this. Through the night. We are there speaking in tongues. From, you understand? From 10 p.m. to 4 in the morning, 5. Full of excitement. And if they allow us, we'll continue. Because we found something. We had something that was burning within our souls. What do you have, for God's sake, brethren? Hallelujah. And believe me, there were times revival would sweep through the campus. It was like almost everybody in campus would get born again. Then some people backslide later, but some will stay. There was power in the midst of God's people. Praise the name of the Lord. So my message tonight is catch fire. This other message, I'll preach it later. Praise the name of the Lord. Catch fire, my brethren. Catch fire. When a person is on fire, have you seen somebody on fire in the natural? You know, I've watched some very horrible clips. They put fuel on somebody and set the person on fire. You think the person is still like this and be smiling? No way, no way. Are you getting my point? The person will be running up and down like a madman. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. They say they are mad. They are drunk. Peter said, not so. Hallelujah. We are full of the Holy Spirit. When a man is full of the Holy Ghost, he behaves in a very undignified manner. Do you understand me, brethren? The Holy Ghost in you makes you do things people think you are drunk. He said, no, we are not drunk. It's just 9 o'clock in the morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Something has happened to us. Hallelujah. You will be the next generation that will set Port Harcourt on fire. Praise the name of the Lord. It has happened, brethren. It will still happen again. And I'm so praying that the Lord will move in our lives. There is something about young people on fire that is irresistible. Where old people cannot go, the young people do what? Will go. There's a power, there's a vibrancy, there's a life that they have that the young old men don't have. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There are things happening. There are new churches springing up, brethren, in villages. It's young people that will carry the power and move into those places. Praise the name of the Lord. We are doing our own, but you must do your own. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, our hobbies must change. Do you understand the point? The kind of things we call fun must change. When I was doing my youth service, and I served in River State, in this state, I learned to cast out devils.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Raw, as a raw young Christian, I came to this state doing you service, and I was thrust right into the midst of battle. I'm sure I've told this story sometime. The first time I was confronted with a woman, a young girl who was possessed by a spirit. And, you know, unfortunately, I was the leader of the drama wing. So I was supposedly a big bro. Do you understand the point? So the girl had a problem in school with somebody. And, you know, and believe me, this world is full of spirits. The students in your school might be into something you don't understand. Because when I went to government girls' school, a room of Kuta, this and that story. There were some of the girls there, they go to India. That's, they go to bed in the night. And by morning, they are back from India. And they have bags of toiletries, soaps, you know, creams, perfumes, hopeless, literally. And I'm not joking. And then they start distributing it in school. You know, all the longer throat girls would keep collecting. You know, some people tell you, ah, those things mean nothing. That once you're born again, devil cannot touch you. It's not true. Devil doesn't know born again in that sense. He simply knows where you are dwelling. If you're born again and you're dwelling in his territory, he has rights over you. That's the law. Are we understanding me, brethren? Don't just assume that because you're born again. Some people preach that. I say they don't know anything. They haven't seen one spirit before. Yeah, Christians cannot be possessed by devils. I say it's a lie. I've cast out devils out of countless number of Christians. So I'm not. It's not theory. I'm telling you practice. People who are born again, spirits dwell inside their souls and their bodies. So these girls will go and come back with all kinds of stuff. And then they give to people. And you collect that thing. In the night, you have a dream. You are in India. You have gone to India. You know, the soul is the you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I came. They said, this one had a problem with somebody. And the person just looked at her. I don't know whether he slapped her and she fainted. And she began to manifest. So I had to pray for her. Like a big bro. Meanwhile, my knees were shaking like this. But like I've always told young people, that day I discovered that this spirit is more afraid of me than I am afraid of what now? Of him. I learned a lesson that day. So I persisted and persisted until that spirit went out. So I said, wow, you mean I can tell a spirit to go out and a spirit to go out? I said, okay, that's good. Tomorrow we'll find another spirit. And that's how I started chasing them around. Praise the name of... Are you understanding me? I want to tell you something. You have something inside. If you're born again, you have something inside you that you have not even touched. I've said this and I've seen it severally. If you want to live your life without making use of that thing, then your life is a complete waste. Paul said that I may know him. And the power of what now? His resurrection. I want to experience it. He said that the eyes of your inner man might be opened so that you know the power that is at work where? Inside you. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you there with me, brethren? Yes. My youth service. How old was I? I was 20 years. In total, 21 years during my youth service. So many here were older than me. So it's not an age thing. Do you understand the point? That's what I was. I served in 1987 into 1988. So, what I'm trying to tell you is that if you begin to decide for yourself that you want to walk with God, all things are what now? Possible. And this is why God is bringing you here every year. To raise up that generation of, you understand, valiant men. That generation that will serve him. That the devil will see them. The Bible says that the kings of the earth saw this city and did what? Fear took what now? Hold of them. Brethren, listen to me. Spirits will fear you. You are not the ones to fear them. Praise the name of the Lord. You are carrying something inside you that they are afraid of. If that fire is very dim, they are not worried. But when that fire begins to burn brightly, you become a wonder and a terror to them. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you hearing, my brethren? Wake up. This is more exciting than going to Mr. Biggs and to Tantalizer. Do you understand? I'm watching Spider-Man 1 and 2. What's that stuff? Praise the name of the Lord. Let's journey and discover God together. Hallelujah. I'm running PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2. You know, I'm watching Not My Blood 1 and 2. Do you know, I mean, what are we doing? Why is our excitement coming from stuff that pollute and defile us and limit and hinder us? Praise the name of the Lord. Get into God and this Bible will open up. There is no book more exciting than the Bible. You know my problem right now? I don't have enough time to read as much as I want to read. Praise the name of the Lord. You understand? If you come to my house, you will see books. And books. And books. And books. And they are not Harold Robbins. I don't know what the current... No, that's what we read in our time. Praise the name of the Lord. If you don't know James Halliches. Hello? Those of us are out. But what I'm trying to tell you is that there is a new realm. There is a new life. There is a new dimension that God is calling us onto. So we have to let go of these things. To let go, just don't bother about anything. Begin to feed on what now? On God. The more you feed on God, gradually those things will do what? They go away. You will look for them, you will not see them anymore. You are captured. You are caught. See, the same way that a man can be addicted to alcohol. Do you understand the point? And addicted to fornication and pornography and you can be addicted to God. Do you understand? That if you want to leave God, you cannot leave God again. Hallelujah. You can be addicted to the ministry. Every day, people keep asking, Brother Chijoke, is he still working with University of Port Harcourt? I say, yeah, he's still working. Are you still doing your practice? I say, yes, I'm still doing. You don't know why you're asking? Because all the time we're on the move. You don't know what the possibilities are until you begin to get into them. Praise the name of the Lord. This thing has taken us all over the world. You know, some people want to go on vacation, isn't it? Hello, how many people want to get America here? Praise the name of the Lord. You tell me now, be truthful, be sincere. All of you are pretending. You are not telling the truth. Everybody wants to go to America. No, be so. Hello? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let me tell you, it's not wrong to go to America. Eh? Maybe for some who have gone, it's not exciting anymore. But, I tell you something, God can take you anywhere. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God can take you what now? Anywhere. It's not a question of whether you have money. No man goes to warfare at his own what now? Expenses. Make yourself ready. Make yourself available. This word can lift you to places beyond your imagination. The first time I wanted to go to the UK, they refused me because I wanted to go on vacation. I had everything right. But the Lord says what now? No, you will go as my ambassador when I send you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you don't understand me, brethren. Some people think I'm a multi millionaire. Because I'm just coming back from the US. By month end again, I'm going back. And some people are looking at me like, I don't know anything about it. Are you understanding me? I don't know anything about it. Now, what I'm trying to tell you, brethren, is that whatever it is that the world can offer you, the Lord can do what? He can give you much more. Much more. Much more. Much more, brethren. So let's catch fire together. Praise the name of the Lord. There's work to be done. And believe me, let me tell you something. If your parents are Christians, in other words, your father and your mother are Christians, you already carry an inheritance. Do you understand that? Hello? you are already a covenant child. There is already a mark, a deposit on you. It gives you a leverage if you really take advantage of it. If you are here and you are born again, you have a seed within you that will destroy the enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know what my time is. I want to begin to round up tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's catch fire, brethren. Let's catch fire. Let's burn, and the devil will run. Praise the name of the Lord. So God wants to take us to a new level. And you must make up your mind, I want to go with God to the next level. Praise the name of the Lord. You will see excitement like you have never seen before. Praise the name of the Lord. You will see life. You will see power. You will see glory. You will see miracles. You will see divine visitations. You will know that God is real. And you will ask yourself, why did I waste all these years? It was my question when I got to meet the Lord. For many years, I looked at Christians as such dry people. And then I got born again. And then I was still, you know, battling. From 1982 to 1986, in my university years, I was struggling because my appetite was still towards the world. So sometimes I would be in fellowship and they're doing SUG election. Hello? And when they shout, whoa! I wish I was. You understand? My appetite was still there. It was a struggle. And I know some of us are going through the same struggles now. You see, it's neither here nor there. We're halting between two opinions. I'm sure I've told you the story of how during Bob Marley Day, I was a Christian. I was born again. But I went for Bob Marley Day party there. So, and Bob Marley was one love. So I was dancing like this. I was coming. And then I saw another bro in my fellowship. He saw me. He just did like this. Me too, I did like this too. And went like this. Inside the hall. Oh, dear Lord. You know, for 3 years and I was hurting between two opinions. Until one day, the Lord met me. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, why I'm saying that, I tell you, God can meet you. And he said, you will cease from hurting. That day, you know, after that, I didn't tell anybody, you know, but I responded to, you know, the message that came. I came out. Then one day, some time after that, somebody called me and said, bro, thank God for you. You know, I mean, you know, you're doing, you know, at least now you are working with the Lord. I said, oh, you noticed all this, right? They said, ah, we knew. Do you understand? I thought nobody knew. You understand? It's just like us today. I can tell you, for each and every one of you, we know. Praise the name of the Lord. Those who are serious, those who are not serious, those who are battling and all that. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, parents pray for their children, isn't it? You pray and you pray and you pray. Like I pray for my daughter. Amen. When she's struggling, you pray. You rebuke, you admonish, and you bring out the cane too. You understand the point? You can ask her. She's not too old to be caned. Cane is still very current program in my house. Hello? Amen. So if you're still within the cane region, you know, praise the name of the Lord. It's part of the program. No, cane is very miraculous. So, did you know? Cain works miracles. He works wonders. Hallelujah. If you have seen the miracle of Cain, show me your hand. If you have experienced the miracle of Cain, you know, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. It's a blessing. That cane is a blessing. It drives away devils. Believe me, it does.
But praise the name of the Lord. The word of God is great. Praise the name of the Lord.
So tonight, I pray that God is speaking to your heart. Because we're going to pray a prayer of consecration. Praise the name of the Lord. If you want God to move in your life, if you want to catch fire, hallelujah, if you want something much more than what you have presently, if there's a hunger, there's a passion in your heart to move in God, tonight can be a new beginning. Tonight, something can happen to you. Something happened to me that night. Believe me, brethren, I didn't fall on the ground that night, but something happened within me, and I knew that I was no longer going to be the same. And praise the name of the Lord, I have never been the same. Praise the name of the Lord, I've never been the same. I'm believing God for greater things. Hallelujah. I believe God that even the fire will increase, that the word of God will come, and we will not have to preach too much. You just come and the presence of God, hearts will be broken. Charles Finney will just walk right like this. I've not touched that yet. Hallelujah. People will start crying. Nobody's crying yet. Amen. Nobody's crying. I don't see anybody crying. Praise the name of the Lord. But I want to tell you something. God is about to move. And believe me, you must join that bus. You must join the bus, brethren. I must join the bus. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to be a part of the people that God said, before I was born, He chose me. Praise the name of the Lord. Paul said, it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb. Do you understand? And called me and gave me the privilege of preaching this gospel. My brother, it's a privilege to declare the word of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that God will touch our lives in the name of Jesus Christ.